愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
我们继续来查考马拉基书。
Let's continue to study the book of Malachi.
请看马拉基书。
Let's turn to Malachi.
第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第一节
，verse one，
说这是神借着马拉基传给以色列的默示。马拉基书是马拉基写的。
The book of Malachi was written by the prophet Malachi。
但是这是神给以色列百姓的默示。
But this is the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel。
也就是这是神的话要传给。以色列百姓
And that is, this is the word of God to be given to the people of Israel.
所以马拉基先知只是一个工具
So Malachi was only a vessel.
要把神的旨意让以色列百姓明白
To show to the people of Israel the will of God.
这个以色列百姓今天就是每一个得救的信徒
And today the people of Israel refers to everyone who is to be saved.
所以这段圣经也是为着我们而写的
And so this book is also written for our own purpose.
马拉基先知，马拉基书是旧约圣经的最后一卷
The book of Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
接下去就是马太福音
And then following this book is the book of Matthew.
所以马拉基先知离这是差不多是两约之间呢、啊，最后一个先知、啊。
And so you could see that the Malachi may be the last prophet between the Old and the New Testament.
那这一段时间呢、啊，以色列百姓也可以说是信仰非常软弱的一段时期。
And you can refer to the faith of the Israel at this time to be pretty weak.
因为在马拉基书里面有七次啊，以色列百姓跟神在对话。
In the book of Malachi records seven times the conversation between the people of Israel with that God.
那在这个对话当中我们就知道他们的信仰问题重重。
And from their conversation we can see that in their faith there are many problems.
所以这个信仰本身呢不是外表看这个人有来聚会没有问题。
And the faith is not only dwelling upon the surface that this person came to church and therefore he's okay.
就像当时不是说他有来守节他有献祭所以他没有问题。
They're not saying that this person comes to all the feast and all the sacrifices, and therefore he is okay.
所以神跟这个当时的世代的这些以色列百姓啊问一些问题让他回答
And so during that time God asked the people these questions to let them respond to
在这个回答问题当中我们就发现他们属灵上啊真的是很多问题
And from their reply we can see that the people have many problems in their lives
有一次在一个地方举行家庭礼拜
And there is one time that there was service in this family service
因为平常想说大家听道理听太多了那就用讨论的方式
And sometimes we feel that okay maybe we heard the sermons too much so maybe we'll use the format as a discussion
不是伊丽莎白你不要想哪一区不是这里
It's not here in Elizabeth to not try to find out which family service this is
那就给一个问题给他们讨论
And so give them questions to discuss
为什么我们要信耶稣
Why do we need to believe in God
这是布道会的题目啊为什么我们要信耶稣
And this is supposed to be the topic that is mentioned in evangelical services
差不多有15个人参加
And there's about 15 attendees
15个人里面差不多只有一个还是两个答对了
And among the 15 only one or two answer correctly
说因为我病祷告啊，得医治了，所以我就信耶稣。
There are some responses such as I had illness and I was healed, therefore I come to believe in Jesus.
也就是说，我爸爸妈妈已经两代了，我就信耶稣啊。
Or there's response such as my parents believed in Jesus, so therefore I believe I'm the third generation.
有各种不同的理由。
And there are many different kinds of reasons.
只有一个两个说我信耶稣是因为要得到永生。
And only one or two that answer correctly in saying I believe in Jesus because I want to have eternal life.
所以不是我们在这个地方常常在教会坐一坐坐一坐就是表示我们信仰没有问题。
So it doesn't mean that every time we are here frequently in church, therefore we have no problems in our spirituality.
有时候我们想一些问题你怎么去回答那个答案本身就代表我们灵性。
Sometimes the questions we ask and your response is the actual reflections of the year inside faith.
那在第一章里面呢，神告诉以色列百姓。
And so in chapter 1, God said to the people of Israel,
说我曾经爱你们。
That I have loved you.
那以色列百姓就反问。
And so the people responded,
说你在什么事上爱我们。
In what way have you loved us?
那从这里我们就知道，他们对神的爱啊，茫然无知。
And so from this passage, we discovered that the people were ignorant of God's love.
他们有在守节，也在献祭。
They have been sacrificing to God. They have been making feasts.
但是心中并没有感受到神的爱。
But in their heart, they did not truly feel the love of God.
你想想看，我们在世界上做事情，都有利在里面。
In this world, when we do all things, there's always this to utilize.
利啊，
profit. The profits.
哦，比方说你在公司上班。
For example, you are working in an office.
如果今天公司一毛钱都不给你。
If today the company would not pay you 1 cent.
请问我们几个人会去上班？
Let us ask ourselves, how many of us would even go to the office to work?
大概很少吧。
Probably very few.
如果今天公司把我这个薪水减掉一半。
If the company cut our salary in half today.
那请问我们几个人会认真做事情？
Then let us ask ourselves, how many of us would really work hard for this company?
所以在这个世界上做事情常常是利在后面驱使。
So many things that we do in this world, there is always this profit pushing us to do it.
但是当我们谈到我们跟神的关系。
So when we go to discuss the relationship between ourselves and God.
或者说我们在教会里面服侍神。
Or that when we are in church doing holy work for God.
这个本身没有利。
That there is no profit behind it.
也没有说聚完会在教会给大家一张 check.
That there is nothing like after the service, the church give everybody, the members, a check.
那爱就变得很重要了。
And then so love becomes very essential.
就是神的爱在我们里面。
And that is the love of God is inside us.
那以色列百姓他们也在献祭，也在守节。
Now the people of Israel has been praying, sacrificing to God and having services.
他不知道神很爱他们。
But they do not know that God loved them very much.
所以那些外表的献祭守节那个动作，这个只是一个很空虚的仪式。
So all the actions that they have performed in sacrifices and in the feast, it is only of an vanity, vain action.
因为这里面没有一种神的爱在感动。
Because inside their heart is not the moving of the love of God.
所以难怪以色列百姓啊，虽然啊，口多显爱情，心追随财力。
But although they do these actions, but in their hearts they pursue other things.
这是他们信仰第一个问题。
And this is the first problem in their faith.
这是我们昨天在讨论的一个问题。
And this is also what we discussed yesterday.
那我们现在再看第二个问题。
Let's look at the second problem they have.
第一章的第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
说藐视我名的祭司啊。万军的耶和华对你们说：“儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的人在哪里？我既然为主人，敬畏我的在哪里？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？”这个神就开始对当时的祭司发问。
And so the Lord said to the priests.
他先用这个人间的一些基本的体验来谈。
God uses the experience of human beings to first bring out his point.
他说儿子会尊敬父亲。
So he set examples such as a son honors his father.
这个是我们平常的体验。
And this is our normal experience in daily life.
仆人会敬畏主人。
And a servant will honor his master.
这个也是我们很平常的一件事情。
And this is also what we see in our life.
这都是很肯定的事情。
And this is all very defined.
那神现在就把他的跟人的关系就讲清楚了。
And then God goes to talk about his relationship with man.
他说我就是父亲。
He said, I am the father.
一神他就是众人的父。
That he is one God, he is the father of the multitude.
他是人类的来源。
And he is the source of human beings.
我们也是靠着他的恩典而生活。
Through relying on him, we live our life.
但是真的对神有尊敬的人有几个？
But who are those who really show honor to God?
我是主人。
He said, I am the master.
因为他是万物的主宰。
Because he is the controller of the universe.
万物都在他掌管之下。
And since he is the controller of the universe.
啊，真的对他有这个畏惧的心的人有几个人？
How many are there that really have this reverence toward the Lord?
那这个是神的一个发问的一个重要的问题。
And this is a very important question that God has pointed toward us.
今天我们来到神的面前，有两个很重要的心态。
Today we come before God, there's two important attitudes.
这是绝对需要的。
And this is this essential.
第一个心态就是我们对神的爱。
And first is the love we have toward God.
主啊，我爱你。
Lord, I love you.
哦，所以我要做你喜欢的事情。
Therefore, I will do things that is pleasing to you.
因为我爱你。
Because I love you.
所以我要服侍你。
Therefore, I will serve you.
哦，这是很重要一个心态。
This is a very important spirit.
那另外一个心态就是对神的敬畏。
And another attitude, spirit, is his the respect for God.
这个敬畏就包括尊敬，还包括畏惧。
That this respect includes honor and reverence.
这个是神对人所需要的，所要求的一件事情。
And this is what's asked of men from God.
我们现在来到教会。
Right now, we come to church.
我们对神有没有敬畏的心？
Do we have this heart of reverence toward God?
我们跪下来祷告。
When we kneel down to pray.
我们对神有没有敬畏的心？
Do we have this honor toward God?
我们在做圣工。
When we doing holy work.
我们对神有没有敬畏的心？
Do we have this heart of reverence?
那这个就是以色列百神在问以色列百姓。
And this is the question posed to the people of Israel.
但是以色列百姓怎么回答？
And now, what was the response of the people?
说我在哪里藐视你的名呢？
He said, in what way have we despised your name?
可见以色列百姓对他们自己也很无知。
So probably the Israelites also very ignorant of themselves.
第一个问题我们发现他们对神认识不清楚。
The first question we mentioned that they have been ignorant of God.
第二个问题在表示他们对自己也认识不清楚。
And then second question tells us that they are also ignorant of themselves. They do not have an understanding of themselves.
我在哪里藐视你的名，我自己也不知道。
They say, I don't know where I have despised your name.
所以我们来看看神的名。
So we look at the name of God.
我们来看第一章的十一节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 11.
说万军的神说，从日出之地到日落之处，我的名在外邦中必尊为大。在各处必奉我的名烧香，献洁净的供物，因为我的名在外邦中必尊为大。这里神重复的说
，Here God repeats himself，
说我的名要被尊为大。
He said, "My name shall be great."
世界上最伟大的一个名是神的名。
The greatest name in this earth is the name of God.
那这句话重复了好几次。
And this phrase has been repeated many times.
神要人尊重他的名。
God wants us to honor his name.
请看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们就知道我传这诫命给你们，使我与立位所立的约可以长存。这是万军之神所说的。第五节。我曾与他们立生命和平安约，我将这两样事给他们，使他们存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。这里神说，要使以色列百姓对他有敬畏的心。
He wants the people to have this reverent hearts and to fear him.
那原因就是要惧怕我的名。
The reason is so that they fear his name.
所以在从很多的地方都在讲以色列百姓要敬畏神的名。
So throughout the passage, we see that they many times mentions that the people have to have this reverence toward God.
那在使徒行传里面说除他以外别无拯救。
And in mentioned in the book of Acts that besides him, there is no other salvation.
天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
That in this world, under the heavens, there is no other name besides his that we can receive salvation.
那我们大家都很清楚这个名就是耶稣。
And we all very well know that his name is Jesus Christ.
所以旧约时代一直提到说名的神的名很伟大，神的名是可敬畏的，那个名就是耶稣。
And so the Old Testament mentions that this name of God is very great and is very powerful, and his name is Jesus Christ.
所以我们信耶稣就是归入这个名的下面。
And so when we believe in Jesus Christ, we go under to this name,
归属耶稣,
that we belong to Jesus Christ.
啊, 为什么主耶稣这个名是这么的伟大,
now, why is it
很尊贵?
That the name of the Lord, this Jesus Christ, is so great?
我们看诗篇的119篇,
let's, turn,
啊,
let's turn to Psalms 113. Psalms 113.
Verse 2. 诗篇113篇第二节。说神的名是应当称颂的,从今时直到永远。第三节。
Verse 3.
从日出之地到日落之处,说神的名是应当赞美的。第四节。
Verse 4.
说神超乎万民之上,他的荣耀高过诸天。第五节。
Verse 5.
谁像 耶和华我们的神呢，他坐在至高之处。这个第二节就讲结论的说，神的名是应该称颂的。Verse
2 tells us, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
从今时直到永远。That
from this time forth and forevermore，就是从时间上来从过去一直到现在没有穷尽，神的名是应该被称颂的。And that ever since the beginning of time till forever, that his name is to be praised.
人的名会被忘记，会凋谢。A
man's name will be forgotten and will be dropped.
但是神的名是永远要被称颂。But
God's name will forever be praised.
那第三节说，从日出之地到日落之处。Verse
3 goes to say, from the rising of the sun to its going down.
那这就是整个世界。
And that is referring to the time of the whole world.
整个世界,神的名是应当被称颂的。That
throughout the universe, that the Lord's name is to be praised.
那为什么呢?
And why?
第四节就开始说,
Verse 4 begins.
说神的名是超乎万民之上。The
Lord is high above all nations.
在地上,一个国家的总统地位最高。In
the earth, the highest position is a president.
但是神的名超乎万民之上,
but God's name is above all the name of all nations.
所以地上有很多很出名的人,
and so in this world we find there are many famous people.
但是神的名比那些出名的人更上,
but God's name is far above all these names.
所以啊, 他的名是人世间第一的名.
So he is the number one name of this universe.
也就是说在人类活过的这些所有的人当中啊, 耶稣这个名是最突出，是最伟大的。That
is, that throughout all the history, all the living of mankind, that his name is to be the greatest.
那他的荣耀高过诸天。Now
his glory is above the heavens.
第五节。Verse
5.
说他坐在至高之处。He
dwells on high.
什么叫至高之处?
What does this mean, to dwell on high?
至高就是在再上去没有了。That
there is nothing above this.
这个就是最高的地方。He
is at the utmost highest point.
所以以赛亚书里面看到以赛亚看到异象。
And so in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah said he saw a vision.
说主坐在高高的宝座上。
That the Lord sits himself upon the highest throne.
有多高呢? 就高到在天上的宝座。
How high? It is the highest of the highest.
最高的那个地方就是神的宝座。
And so the highest of highest is the throne of God.
所以地位上来讲,他是最高的。
So from way of position, he is the highest.
其实这个名非常的荣耀尊贵, 因为整个物质界,灵界里面最高的那一位就是天上的神。
And so his name is very glorious and precious, because in the spiritual realm, his name is the highest.
我们现在看诗篇的19篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇的19篇第一节
Psalms 119 verse 1
诸天述说 19篇的第一节
Psalms 19 verse 1
诸天述说神的荣耀 穹苍传扬他的手段 这个地方说 诸天在述说神的荣耀
Here it says the heavens declares the glory of God
为什么神的名是这么伟大跟荣耀
Why is the name of God so glorious and so great?
因为神的作为非常的伟大。
Because his handiwork is very great.
我们听到一些很伟大的音乐家所留下来的作品。
We have heard many of the famous musicians, the work that they have left behind.
好像贝多芬,
such as Beethoven.
我们都没有看过这一个人。
We've never seen this person in our life.
但是你如果听到他的音乐, 你会对这个人相当的尊敬。
But when you hear his music, you will have this honor and respect to him.
确实, 他的作品非常伟大。
Indeed, his work is very great.
几百年来还是一直 震撼很多人的心,
that hundreds of years after, his work is still considered great.
我们看到很多的艺术家,
and we see many artists,
有很好的作品,
and they have great work.
所以他留下很好的名字,
and so they left for themselves a good name.
你这个名字常常从一个人做出来的事情跑出来,
and so a name appears from a person's work.
那神伟大的杰作就是在天上,
and so God's handiwork is the heavens.
诸天就在述说神的荣耀,
that the firmament shows his handiwork,
穹苍在传扬他的手段,
and the heavens declares his glory.
所以我们在看天地的伟大, 就知道神的伟大。
So we look at the world and we see the greatness of God.
你看尼布甲尼撒王, 看到一个小小的巴比伦说, 这不是我凭着我的大能造成的吗?
When King Nebuchadnezzar looked at the city, great Babylon that he has built, did he not say, look at the great work I have done?
巴比伦在哪里?
Where is Babylon?
你如果从月球看, 一个针头都不没有,
that from the point of view of the moon, Babylon cannot even be seen.
所以人看到一点小小的成就就觉得自己很伟大。
So when man looks from his eyes, this great city, he thinks this is great.
那如果用这种心态来看神的创造,
now if we use this attitude to look at the viewpoint of the work of God,
那我想我们对神的创造, 这对他的名不是非常的敬仰到无骨头地都没有办法表示,
then we will realize that the words are indescribable to the great work of God that he has done.
所以神的名非常荣耀跟伟大,
and therefore his name is of great glory and great praise.
因为他的作为你没有办法了解,
because his work we cannot understand.
在他的作为里面那个智慧能力你没有办法了解,
that the great power and the wisdom he put into his work we fail to understand.
所以这个名是值得我们来尊敬,
so this name is worthy of our praise.
好,我们看雅歌,
let's turn to Song of Solomon.
传道书后面, 雅各,
Song of Solomon
第一章,
verse 1
第三节,
chapter 1 verse 3,
说你的, 在 805页, 你的膏油馨香, 你的名如同倒出来的香膏, 所以众童你都爱你, 这里说, 你的名好像倒出来的香膏,
here it says, your name is ointment poured forth.
这个香膏从哪里来?
And this fragrance, where does it come from?
香膏是从很多的这个橄榄里面榨出来的。
And this fragrance has been made by many different olives.
那橄榄把那个油榨出来以后, 脆榨就没有价值了。
And then after you've boil this olives, and then you crush it, and it becomes worthless.
所以那个最精髓的地方就是香膏的地方。
And so the more purest point is the ointment.
所以神的名是美的。
And so his name is beautiful.
那今天神的本质, 如果我们对他有认识, 我们就会称赞神的名。
Now if we know the divine characters of God, we will also praise his name.
在世界上有很多好人, 死都留下很好的名字。
In this world there are many good people, and when they passed away, they left for themselves a good name.
他们的生活表现他们内在的本质,
because in their daily living they are able to exemplify what is inside their heart.
那圣经里面说, 神是众光之父,
and so the Bible says that God is the Father of light.
一切美善的恩赐全备的赏赐都是从他来的,
that every good thing comes from him.
那个神的本质具体的表现就是在耶稣的身上。
And his divine character has been manifested in the character of Jesus Christ.
特别主耶稣在这个十字架上的表现,
especially when Jesus was upon the cross,
把神的本质完全显露出来。
He shows perfectly the divine character of God.
所以他会吸引很多人。
That's why he is able to attract many. Because he showed the divine characters of God. And so everyone who comes to understand God will be find themselves deeply attracted to God, Jesus Christ, because he is the light.
在他毫无黑暗,
that in him there is no darkness.
他就是爱,
he is love.
完全的爱,
he is perfect love.
在他就是义,
that in him is righteousness.
毫无罪恶,
that there is no wickedness.
一个人对神的认识,
so one's understanding will produce this respect to the name of God. So let's return back to Malachi chapter 1. And so God said, where are those who shows me on my honor?
他们却说, 我在哪里, 何事上藐视你的名?
And their response is, in what way have we despised your name?
第七节,
Verse 7.
你们将污秽的食物献在我的坛上, 且说我在何事上污秽你呢?
You offered defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you?
所以神告诉他们, 你们在献祭的事情上,
so God said, you offered defiled food.
这个就是对神的一种藐视,
and this is also a way that they despise his name.
因为在旧约时代里面, 他们对献祭有一些规定,
because in the Old Testament, they have some regulations concerning sacrifice.
我们现在看生命记的15章,
let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 15.
生命记的15章,
Deuteronomy chapter 15.
19节。 若出瘸腿瞎眼的, 无论有什么恶疾, 都不给献给神, 22节,
22.
所以在你城里吃洁净的, 不洁净的, 都可以吃, 如同羚羊一般。 这里在讲说, 凡是有残疾的, 都不可献给神。
He said, if there's any defect in this animal, that you should not sacrifice it to God.
所以这个献给神要献最好的。
And so when they offer to God, they have to offer the best.
这个代表他们对神的尊敬。
And this is their way of showing reverence to God.
但是到了马拉西先知那个时代, 他们并没有很用敬畏的心在献祭。
But during the time of Malachi, they do not know, they no longer show this respect to God.
所以那个污秽的,有瘸腿的,有残废的, 他也把它献给神。
And so those that have defect, if it's lame or blind or has any serious defects, they offered it to God.
然后这个马拉基先知就告诉他们,
and so this prophet Malachi said to them,
第八节,
verse 8,
说你们将瞎眼的献物不为恶吗？将瘸腿有病献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的神长，他岂喜悦你吗？岂能看你的情面吗？这是万军的神说的。所以神说，你献给神长，他都不要。
He said, even in verse 8, he tells us that the Lord said, even if you offer these defects to your governor, he wouldn't accept it.
那何况你用这个来献给神呢?
And how much more do you, would you expect me to accept this if you offer it to me?
好, 那今天我们要回头过来看,
and so let us turn around and look at today.
什么叫做敬畏神?
What is to respect God?
我们在信仰生活当中常常因为神的名要做一些事情。
In our spiritual life, because of the name of God, we may have to do some things. For example, in the church, we have been assigned holy work. And to do holy work is actually a manifestation of our sacrifice to God. It is to sacrifice, to offer our time to God. To offer our energy to God. To offer our wealth.
钱财, 所以这个做圣工本身就是一种献祭。
And so to do holy work itself is an offering, is a sacrifice.
那什么叫做敬畏神呢?
And what does it mean to give him honor?
就是我们要把最好的献给神。
It is that we are to present to him our best.
那这个最好的不只是说是外面的。
And this best does not just consist of the of a surface.
这个最好也指着我们内心的一种预备,
but it also emphasized on the inner heart that is that we have.
好像圣经里面讲, 第一个人被杀掉了,
the Bible describes the first man that was murdered.
我们看这个希伯来书11章,
let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11,
第四节,
verse 4.
亚伯因着信献与神, 比该隐所献的更美, 因此便得了称义的见证, 就是神指他的礼物做的见证, 他虽然死了, 却仍因信说话。 这里说亚伯跟该隐两个在献祭。
Here it describes the offering made by Abel and Cain.
两个在神面前都有在献,
before God, these two people offered to God.
但是神接纳亚伯,
but God accepted Abel's offering.
神没有接纳该隐,
or rejected Cain's.
那我们看为什么神接纳一个不接纳另外一个?
Why did God choose one and not the other?
因为他两个献的东西不一样,
because the two items that was offered were different.
那这两个东西代表他们的心,
and these two items represent their hearts.
亚伯知道这是献给神,
Abel knows to offer to God.
所以他很认真地去挑选羊群中最好的,
so out of his herd he picked the best to offer to God.
然后很认真地准备来献给神,
he toiled and made precise preparations to make the sacrifice.
但是该隐也要献给神,
but Cain also made offering to God.
随便从地里面土产拿出来就献了,
but he took anything that in his farmland, he just harvest and offered to God.
所以在他们献的过程当中, 我们发现他们的心不太一样,
so in the process of preparing for this offering, we discovered that their attitude, what is in their heart, is different.
因此一个神悦纳, 一个神悦纳,
and that is why God accepted one offering and rejected the other.
今天我们在教会里面做圣工,
and so today we work in the holy in the church.
我们用什么态度来做圣工?
What kind of attitude do we do holy work?
如果我们做圣工真的是出于爱神,
if we do holy work really out of the reason that we love God,
出于信心,
that out of our faith,
这个祭物是蒙神悦纳的,
and then this offering, the sacrifice, will be pleasing to God.
但是如果我们做圣工是出于爱神以外的原因,
but if we do holy work besides the reason of loving God,
很可能我们献的也很多, 时间体力献的也很多,
it may be that we also spend much time and also offer much of our energy,
但是不是从信心做出来,
but it is not out of our own faith.
我想这本身在神面前就不是 美的献祭,
I think before God, this is would not be called a beautiful sacrifice.
所以神告诉以色列百姓在你们献祭的事情上你们并没有尊重我,
so God said in this matter of sacrifice you did not respect me.
没有尊神伟大, 没有把它当作一个最重要的, 摆在第一位这样来尊重,
you did not put me as your first priority.
那在圣经里面我们看, 在做圣工的过程当中, 我们在尊重神的这件事情上, 常常会改变,
and we find ourselves that in the process of doing holy work, that this we ourselves change.
这也是敬畏神的一种, 很重要的, 我们需要常常提醒,
and this is also awakening to ourselves when we are to show honor to God.
好像以色列百姓在, 当时在攻耶利哥城,
just as the time when Israel was attacking the city of Jericho,
跟以色列百姓在攻爱城,
and also compare with them attacking the city of Ai,
我们发现他们的心态不一样,
we find that there is a contrast in their attitude,
请看约书亚,
in their heart.
约书亚记,
let's turn to the book of Joshua.
Joshua
chapter 5.
Joshua
chapter 5.
从第五章的13节开始。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候, 举手观看, 不料有一个人 手里拔刀出来面对站着约书亚到他那里问他说你是帮助我们呢还是帮助我们的敌人十四节
14
他们回答说不是我来要做耶和华军队的元帅约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说我主有什么话要吩咐第六章开始啊，耶稣也要啊带领以色列百姓去攻耶利哥。
Beginning in chapter 6, Joshua was to lead the people to attack the city of Jericho.
摩西死了以后，耶稣也就继续摩西啊，再带领以色列百姓。
That after Moses passed away, Joshua took up his responsibility to lead the people.
摩西在神的心在摩西的心中，神的分量很重。
That in the heart of Moses, God had a big portion in his heart.
所以他一生敬畏神。
And therefore, throughout his life, he showed great honor and respect to God.
尊神为大。
He called God as the greatest.
现在这工作传给约书亚。
Now the work has been given to the shoulders of Joshua.
这也是一个很大的工作。
And this is also a great work.
我们看这个约书亚对神有敬畏的心。
And we see Joshua himself also have this great reverent heart to God.
他要跨过约旦河的时候
，that before he crossed the Jordan River，
他将约柜走在前面。
He let the Ark of Covenant walk first，
也就是神走在前面。
And that is the symbolism of let God lead us。
所以四十年旷野之炼，炼到最后那些没有信心的。凭血气的全部都死掉。
So after a journey of 40 years in the wilderness, those who have no faith in God perished.
现在新的一群呢，是让约柜走在前面的一群。
Now there is a new generation that arise that let the Ark of Covenant lead them on their journey.
尊重神的带领。
To respect God's direction.
相信神的权柄。
To believe in the power of God.
所以一踏到水里面，河水就分开。
So when they step first into the Jordan River, the river splits.
那过了这个约旦河之后
，and so after they cross the Jordan River，
现在要来攻耶利哥。
Now they are about to confront the city of Jericho。
他怎么攻耶利哥
？Now how would they fight the city of Jericho？
神做元帅
，they use God as the commander。
那攻耶利哥的时候，约柜在前面
，and when they fight against Jericho， the Ark of Covenant was also in front。
完全照神这样绕一天绕一圈
，and according to the will of God， they circle the city for 7 days。
第七天绕七圈
，and the seventh day they circle 7 times。
大叫一声
，and then they yelled out loud。
然后耶利哥就倒了
，and so the city of Jericho crumbled。
但是当他们攻完耶利哥城之后。
But after they have victory over the city,
现在来攻看他们攻爱城。
Let's look at how they fight the city of Ai.
那在攻爱城的过程当中，我们发现神在他们心中的地位就没有了。
But then we see that in the process of fighting against the city of Ai, that the people's heart toward God, their reverence toward God has declined.
因为刚刚跨过约旦河。
Because they have just crossed the Jordan River.
现在又把耶利哥攻下来。
And they have just defeated this great city of Jericho.
所以无形中人。对神的依靠就没有，对自己就越来越有信心。
And unknowingly, they have created for themselves this great confidence on themselves instead of total reliance on God.
所以寻求神的带领就没有了。
And so they no longer seek after the directions of God.
所以在这攻爱城当中没有求问神。
So in attacking the city of Ai, they did not ask if it's okay with God.
当然也没有把约柜抬出去。
And of course, they didn't even bring out the Ark of Covenant.
他觉得那个小城都不需要。
Because in their eyes, they see this is a small city. We can handle it.
结果就在那地方打败。
But they were defeated in that battle.
那今天这个道理告诉我们什么
？And so this lesson, what does it tell us today?
我们在教会里面服侍神。
That in church we serve God.
需要把神放在前面。
And we need to put God first.
比方说，我们现在教会要分社。
For example, now our church is considering about branching out.
如果我们看需要，绝对有这个需要。
If we feel, we look at the needs, there is definitely a necessity.
美国教会里面超过200人的教会里。
That in the U.S. churches, a church that is over 200 people.
你仔细去访问每一个教会，有哪一个教会跟伊丽莎白的设备景观是一样的？
If you look around, the structure and the facilities is anything else similar to that of Elizabeth.
每一个教会超过200人，他们的设备、他们环境都比伊丽莎白好。
That every church that have more than 200 members, their facilities and their is definitely much better.
那我们不是说注重属灵的肉体就不需要。
We do not emphasize that just focus on the spirituality and not on the needs, the physical.
Because
we still need a basic structure.
所以我们看几十个青年住在地下，这真的是相当辛苦。
So we look at in spiritual convocation how the students all cramped up in the basement. It's a very terrible sight.
大家都知道，我们需要有一个更合适的设备来发展我们的圣工。
So everybody knows that we need a better facility to expand our holy work.
但现在这个过程怎么做？
Now this process, how would we come about?
我们是不是对神有敬畏的心？
Do we have this heart of reverence toward God?
最好的方法，
the best method,
就是我们大家祷告，
is that we all kneel down and pray.
看到神很清楚在带领我们要走什么方向，
and to see clearly what is the will of God, which way does he want to direct us?
这个问题就很好解决，
and this problem will be very easy to solve.
所以我们现在有几个区一直都想要分出去聚会。
Now we have many different family service areas that wants to go out to have their service.
这个基本的方向是对的。
And this general direction is correct.
因为更方便人来聚会，更方便的来带领慕道者。
Because when it's convenient to worship, then it's easier to bring friends and visitors to come worship God.
但是要从哪里开始？
But where do we actually begin?
我讲我们想要分出去的区，应该好好的祷告，求神在我们这一区里面动工。
I truly believe that when a family, an area wants to do this matter, they have to pray really hard to God together in unity.
如果大家看到神在这个地方动工，没有一个人说不好。
And if everyone see that God is doing holy work in this specific area, then no one would dare to stand against God.
所以我们要分出去，一定要额外的投入更多的时间，更多的力量去祷告。
And therefore, to do this work, we must spend more time and effort in our prayers to see the will of God.
让神走在前面。
Let God walk in front of us.
那我们要做这件事情就很容易。
Then when we go to make decisions and do this process, it will be very easy.
但是如果我们没有让神走在前面。
But if we do not let God walk in front of us,
我们用很多的头脑想要去怎么解决。
Then we use our brain and try to figure out how do we solve this problem.
我们到最后会发现很难有一个结论。
At the end, we will see that a conclusion is very hard to come about.
所以我们在推展圣工当中不能够对自己有太多的信心。
And so when we push for holy work, we should not have too much confidence on ourselves.
要对神有信心。
We must have confidence in God.
我们就可以看到神的带领。
And then we could see God's leading us the way.
所以以色列百姓在当时的世代，马拉基书的世代。
So during the generation of Malachi, the people of Israel,
他们对神没有敬畏的心。
They do not have a heart of reverence toward God.
今天神向我们要求。
Now God asks of us.
我们要尊他为大。
We have to honor him as great, the greatest.
我们就可以看到他与我们同在。
And then we can see that he will abide with us.
他在带领我们。
And that he will lead us.